today, the families of countless people all over the world are still waiting for news about their missing relatives. We are talking here especially about people who went missing in connection to armed conflict situations, whether wars or other situations of armed violence, and sometimes also, of course, natural disasters. We are talking essentially about people whose families do not have any news and who are still waiting in order to get closure and to be able to go on with their lives.
Do you have statistics of the number of people who have disappeared?
It's very difficult to have an overall global number of persons who went missing or who disappeared during conflict situations. It very much depends on what kind of criteria you take in order to compile this information. But governments, as well as the ICC, have data. For example, in Colombia, slightly over 51,000 people who are still missing today. In Nepal, for example, 1,400 people are still missing after the 10-year conflict that rocked the country until 2006. In the Balkans, slightly less than 13,000 people are still missing. But there are many other places like Iran and Iraq where families are waiting for news about their relatives who went missing during the war. So we are also talking here, of course, about people missing on the battlefield.
When you talk to people who've lost their loved ones and their relatives, how do they live on knowing that they don't know where their loved ones are?
For people, having to wait for news means leading a life of uncertainty. Very often, they suffer from various problems. Emotional and social isolation is one of these problems. For example, in Nepal, women are very often shunned as bearers of bad luck. They are stigmatized because they are left without the protection of a male family member. And you can find that as well in other countries in the Middle East and in Latin America as well. Women who have, for example, to earn a living for the whole family find it extremely difficult. So you have psychological problems, social problems, and economical problems on top of that.
Has there been any successful cases of where people who've disappeared have been found?
That happens when people have disappeared because they have been detained somewhere in isolation and they show up. But that's very rare. What happens very often, unfortunately, is that we get confirmations of people who have been killed on the battlefield. Once remains have been found and have been identified and can be taken back to the families who are waiting for them. But of course, families should never lose hope, because as long as they haven't received that kind of information, hope is permitted. However, in many conflicts, with time passing, it's extremely difficult to say that somebody will come back.
There's the ongoing war in Syria. The Libyan war is practically over. Are people reporting to you that their people have disappeared?
In Libya, large numbers of people have gone missing during that recent conflict as well, but also before that conflict. So probably thousands of families are still waiting to know what became of their relatives. They approach us sometimes to ask for information, but we cooperate with the governmental authorities, who are those in charge of compiling the information, centralizing the information, creating records of all these people who disappeared, and providing answers to the families. So what the International Committee of the Red Cross is doing basically in Libya is supporting the authorities and helping them with technical advice, helping them dealing with these cases.